Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Welcome to the Director's Cut. Alan T here with you. This film, or the film this week, is called Angus. This is a 1995 coming-of-age comedy, and it's not in Scotland. It's directed by Patrick Reed-Johnson. It's an American coming-of-age story about a 14-year-old boy in Minnesota who, despite his talents in football and science, holds deep insecurities. Here's the trailer.
I'm swallowing snot, you know? It doesn't taste that gross.
From the producer of Cool Runnings.
Go!
Comes a story about fitting in.
She's definitely a babe.
Talk to her.
What if she's popular?
Or not.
Let me go! It's a little joke, okay? Watch my butt.
I'm watching it right now.
I get the worst pain in my stomach whenever I see her.
I think I know what Rick did with your underwear.
Your underwear is almost as big as the flag.
This year's Winter Ball Queen will be Melissa LeFevre.
And this year's Winter Ball King is Angus Bethune.
I can't dance. I can't talk to girls.
You're Angus, right?
And I know you set it up.
And this is the chance you've wanted your whole life, right?
But I can smash Rick Sanford's face in.
Got a temper saver for the football field.
I'm not going.
You get to dance with Melissa LeFevre. I saw body parts for a chance like that.
You don't have to know how to dance to sweep a girl off her feet. Use what you have in here.
We're going to turn you from a large, pathetic virgin into a large, pathetic virgin with a new look. This is Wanda.
And she is your date?
She's yours.
Is this a bad time?
When Angus dances with Melissa, she's never gonna look back.
Go for it, Angus.
I think it's alright.
Angus.
Girls want guys who are dangerous, have tattoos, play the guitar. Stick with me. I know these things.
Yeah, I know these things. Well, tired of Rick's abuse, Angus applies to a magnet school where he hopes to be free of the bullying. Well aware of Angus' feelings for Melissa. Well, what is a magnet school? I can tell you now. In the US education system, magnet schools are public schools with specialized courses of curricula. Normally, a student who will attend an elementary school, and this also determines his middle school and high school they attend unless they move magnet, refers to how magnet schools accept students from different areas, pulling students out of the normal progression of schools. Attending them is a voluntary situation. So now you know. So Rick rigs school elections so that Angus and Melissa will dance together in the upcoming freshman winter ball as king and queen, respectively. Well, after the stunt, the principal forbids Angus to lay a hand on Rick, or he would be expelled and lose his chance to go to the magnet school. The music starts off with this introduction on the football field.
Stay in this place. I can't stand when the room turns round.
with Love. That is from the movie Angus. Well, to prepare for the dance, Angus gets help from Troy, his mother Meg, and his narcoleptic grandfather Ivan. Angus takes dancing lessons with Madame Prulenska, but the lessons go badly. Well, despite Angus' request for a black tuxedo, Ivan purchases a plum suit and tells him he can be normal and an individual at the same time. Ivan reasons that running away to another school will not solve anything and that he needs to stand up to Rick. So the music gets under the way proper now. This is Green Day and J.A.R. J.A.R., that's from Green Day. Well, the music is all a bit like that in the programs. A couple of exceptions, though. Well, one day after school, Rick and his friends kidnap Troy and ask him for anything that would embarrass Angus at the Winter Ball. Well, Troy refuses to help them, but ends up breaking his arm as he tries to get away. Meanwhile, Angus helps Ivan prepare for his wedding to his fiancée, April. As Angus waits outside Ivan's room on the day of the wedding, he confides to him about how he wishes he could stand up to Rick and tell Melissa how he feels. Well, when Angus tries to wake Ivan, he quickly discovers that Ivan has died. Ooh, and tells the wedding guests. Distraught, Angus opts to stay home for a few days, trying to cope with Ivan's death. Well, we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back with more crazy music from the film.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
Well, here we are with the movie Angus. Strange, strange plot, wouldn't you agree? Out of fear, Troy gives Rick a videotape containing footage of Angus practicing his dancing with an inflatable doll while confessing his feelings for Melissa. When Troy visits Angus to offer his condolences, an argument ensues. Angus asserts he won't go to the Winter Ball because he doesn't want to be humiliated by Rick again and needs to cope with his grandfather's death. Music. From Ash. Oh, so. Kung Fu. from Ash. Well, later that week, Angus receives a box from April containing the plum suit that he had earlier rejected. In that moment, Angus realizes Ivan was right all along. He needs to stand up for himself and face Rick, or nothing will change. Well, he rejects an interview from the magnet school and marches to the dance in the school gymnasium wearing the plum suit. Troy tries to warn him that Rick is planning a terrible prank, but Angus refuses to back down and goes inside, meeting with Melissa for the first time. Before they can dance as king and queen, Rick plays Troy's videotape on the monitors, prompting laughter from students. Humiliated Melissa punches Rick in the face and runs out in tears, while Angus follows her, infuriated at Troy for his betrayal. Ooh, dear. The music continues now. This is a band called Enough, and it's called Dance Hall Crashers. This is the director's cut, and the film Angus is being featured today. Well, Angus apologizes to Melissa, who reveals her disgust with Rick and confesses to Angus that she is bulimic. Well, Angus learns that Melissa likes him more than Rick because he is kind and respectful of others, or finding common ground. They go back inside and dance, with Melissa helping him out with some of the steps. When Rick scolds Melissa, Angus comes to her defense. Rick punches Angus, breaking his nose and sending him crashing through a table. Angus defiantly rises to his feet and repeatedly pushes Rick until he falls to the ground, saying no matter how many times Rick knocks him down, he will always get back up. When Angus gives Rick a choice, he accepts others who are different from him. Rick selfishly replies, "Whatever I am, it's something you're never going to be." To which Angus retorts, Thank God. The students applaud Angus, and even Rick's friends abandon him. Melissa dances with Angus again, and Troy enacts revenge on Rick by breaking his nose with his cast. This is slightly less intense. This is Missy Starr and Fade Into You from the movie Angus.
Strange, you never knew.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome back as we continue our look at the plot, if you can call it that, from the movie Angus, and of course, play the music. Well, Melissa asks Angus to walk her home, and she kisses him on her cheek. Angus rejects an offer to transfer to the magnet school, realizing that his grandfather was right and that he doesn't have to run away anymore. Well, Angus mentions Rick was suspended by his video prank and for breaking Troy's arm. He also mentions that Rick's popularity with the other students suffered since Angus stood up to him, and thus they have no reason to fear him anymore. So now you know. This is by a band called Mrs. You and Me is the title. Thank you very much for that. Now, here's an interesting fact. The script was originally more faithful to its source material, with the storyline of Angus having a gay father included among the film scenes. However, during a test screening in Orange County, of all places, an audience member reacted with a homophobic insult to the gay-related plotline. Well, based on that incident, the studio decided on editing out the character and any gay-related storylines out of the final film, to the dismay of the cast and crew. So there are deleted and extended scenes integrated into the cut for television version of the film to make a running time. So, in fact, it is possible you can actually find these deleted scenes if you go looking for it. I haven't found them yet. Anyway, the box office we'll talk to about after we've heard from... Pansy Division. I've got them now. This is Deep Water.
sad now. No way out. The bottom of despair. Hormones raging, going crazy. Is there another boy who cares? Deep water, pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. I hear the gays go to San Francisco. That's so far away from here. School's a jail. At home I failed. A life of pain and fear. Deep water, pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. That's a lifetime to wait. Try to hold on, put my thick skin on, till I make my escape. Deep water, pulling me down. Deep water, afraid I'll drown. Deep water, deep water.
Pansy Division and Deep Water from the movie Angus. Well, Angus was released theatrically in North America in September of 1995 on 1,154 screens, debuting in eighth place amidst a crowded box office week. Yes, indeed. Well, Wong Fu was another film that it was up against, and Dangerous Minds. Well, The Usual Suspects, great film, and Braveheart was still having a strong showing in the box office numbers. To Wong Fu, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar ultimately won the weekend with $6,545,000. Well, in the second weekend, the film slipped to 12th, plus the same number of screens. Its widest release opened the weekend and won the box office with $13 million, so it didn't do too badly. But we're going to talk about the critical response after we've heard this one from Peter Gabriel. Much, much quieter, folks.
Will the river carry me?
take it all away. Bring me something to take this pain away.
Washing of the Water from Peter Gabriel. Well, Angus had a 67% fresh rating on the review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes, based on 18 reviews. Though some critics considered the film's underdog story familiar and formulaic, others commended Angus for its accurate portrayal of high school life compared to similar films about adolescence, since it takes a critical look at obesity, bullying, self-esteem and high school inclusiveness, while highlighting the importance of self-acceptance. Back on the other side, as we head towards the top of the hour, the film Angus, here on The Director's Cut.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back as we continue music now from the movie Angus. Well, the soundtrack includes the Weezer song You Gave Your Love to Me Softly, which is coming up next, which was used in place of the track Wonder, which was called You're My Only Love, which had been written specifically for the film. Well, Green Day contributed the song J.A.R., Jason Andrew Reaver, which we played at the beginning of the program, which was originally an unreleased track from the band's Dookie Sessions. Billy Joe Armstrong co-produced Back to You by the Riverdales, which will play out our show today. With producer Mass Giorgini. So let's continue now with Weezer.
We'll be right back.
The Goo Goo Dolls and Ain't That Unusual as we continue now with Rue Boobelia and Smoking Coats. From Tilt, as we continue now with The Muffs. Funny Face, music, ultimate track from the movie Angus.
Thank you.
Yes, and Funny Face, thanks so much indeed for your company today. Hope you've enjoyed the music. A bit of a contrast from other weeks, but, you know, that's what this program is all about. Variety is the spice of life, as they say. Thanks so much indeed for your company, and to Myra for always for helping put the program together. And we're going to go out with the Riverdance track, Back to You. Thanks so much for your time listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Bye for now.
Been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit TRE.radio.